It's in Jesus' name, he that is faithful and true. Lord God, thank you again for your tender mercies to us, and they endure forever. Thank you for your goodness, Lord, your kindness, your gentleness, Jesus. Thank you for that hand, Lord God, that nothing can pluck us out of your hand. Thank you, Lord, that you and the Father are agreed. And oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a Godhead. What a rejoicing. Thank you for this wondrous plan of your love. Thank you for the great love wherewith we are loved. And we give you the praise and honor and glory now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. In Psalm 94:18, it says there, when I said my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Praise God. Thank the Lord for those that know the faithfulness of God, the only one that is faithful. And I thank God that it was made known that your foot's going to slip. It's not if, it's when. When, not an if, when. And I thank God, it needs to be a cry in our heart, my foot slipped. Didn't go into saying he was sorry. Didn't go tell him what he was going to do. He just said, oh, thy mercy, O Lord. It held me up. Amen? Wasn't his goodness. Wasn't any faithfulness. It wasn't because of all the good works of the past. It was thy mercy that held me up. And I praise the Lord, it is always his mercy. In Titus 3:5, it says that he saved us by his mercy. We rejoiced in that verse earlier on about our God who is rich in mercy. In his great love wherewith we are loved. Amen. That even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, he saved us. And he was saved by his grace. Amen. And brothers and sisters, it's just something that we could never, ever be full enough of is the love of his mercy and the praise of his mercy. And we need to always be sharpened in it. We always need to be reminded. We never want our hands to ever fold, an eye to slumber, somehow sit back in our laurels of where his mercy and grace has taken us. Somehow where it changed back in some way, shape, or form that it had to do with me and what I could do. That's the great deceiver. And that's all the enemy wants to do is to get you to look away from his wondrous mercy and look at yourself or something else. But I thank God that he's going to hone us in today, that he takes pleasure in those that love mercy. In Psalm 147, many places in the Word of God, brothers and sisters, but rejoice in this. In 147:11, it says, the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him. That means that are in awe of him. And then it says, in those that hope in his mercy. One of our favorites over there in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. It says, he showed me, oh man, what is good? You want God to show you what's good? Well, he showed you what's good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? How many times I've heard that? Well, what's the Lord want me to do? What does he want me to do? Well, here it is. Here's what he requires. Do justly. And what is that? Love mercy and walk humbly with thy God. See, when you love mercy, you know what's going to happen? You're going to walk humbly. Amen? Praise the Lord. It better be the first of our praise. That mercy, that grace, and be continually our praise. Don't shy away from it. Don't somehow think, oh my, I'm thinking so much of mercy, what am I doing wrong? Just get over it. Without God, you're just wrong. And when your foot slips, which it will, there is no if. You better be already praising him for his mercy. See, I don't want to get to that point when my foot slips that I cry for mercy and cry and play and pray. It's not crying for mercy, it's praising him for his mercy. There's a difference there. But I want to be praising for his mercy daily. That it's my praise and my rejoicing. Because the word of God is very clear. Who does he bestow the riches of his glory on? Never forget this. Who does he bestow the riches of his glory on? His vessels of mercy. Amen? And I thank the Lord. I do want to do justly. And you know what that is? That's loving his mercy. And then walking humbly. Because of how great a love wherewith I'm loved. I'm valuable because I'm loved of God. I mean, I'm crazy valuable because I'm loved of God. And I'm loved so much, I wasn't just set aside as something in a way. I praise God by the blood of the Lamb. I'm his son. He sees me. He sees his son. He has that love, compassion, passion. Everything is focused, praise God, for my well-being. And I'll tell you what, this means more to me than anything, that our God loves giving us the exact extreme opposite of what we deserve. I just love that. And see, here's the reason for it, is because God sees us only in the newness of life. See, he loves giving you mercy because he sees you only in the newness of life. He only sees you in the new creation. He only sees you in the new man. That's because how God sees you. When he sees us, brothers and sisters, when he sees you and when he sees me, you know, he sees his son. He sees Jesus. He sees that life. And he sees us. He sees his son in us. Why? Because that is who we are. That's who we are. Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. We've been made bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. We're of his body. How many ways does God tell us this? Like in John, how they were just rejoicing. Father, I'm in you, you in me, they in us. And it just is so, it's so one. It's so magnificent. It's so beautiful. And that's what's so tremendous in this power, that Christ lives in me. And you know what? Since God doesn't look on the outward appearance, do you know God doesn't look on the outward appearance? Aren't you thankful that God doesn't look on the outward appearance? Are you thanking him today that God doesn't look on your outward appearance? You should. He looks on the heart. What's he seeing there? He sees his son. He sees his son. Praise be to God. That's what's so gorgeous. See, the only thing that he's seeing when he's looking at you and when he's looking at me is the very righteousness of God. That we have been made in his son. Isn't that gorgeous? The very thing that God loves, his son made me. The thing, the life which he loves more than anything, is living in me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why, praise God, we come in here in such thanksgiving and knowing that we are highly favored of him. Praise God. Now, his fellowship with me and his fellowship with you never changes. And here's what he tells us. It's always in the full force of my love. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. And his love for you is not going to change. He loves you. He loves you. You're his son. You understand that? And this is God. It ain't going to change. Now, sometimes I know I feel a little bit differently about that, don't I? About fellowship changing. I might not feel that close, but you know what? He doesn't. He don't go by feeling. He goes by love. And I believe our sister just sang about that. His love is like a heat seeker. It just keeps seeking you out. You try to build a wall, he's going to knock it down. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He's going to get you to surrender in a good way. He loves you. You're His. And nothing's going to stop that. You can try, but He won't stop. He will not. Now, I think about this in such a sweet way. I got two natural sons, and they're here today. Thank you, Jesus. All by His grace. And I'll tell you what, we went through some very, very, very tough times when they fell. And they did. But you know what? This natural dad never stopped loving them. Matter of fact, because of the love of God, I loved them more. And my heart became more intense in love through that pain and rebellion. Now, how much more so our Father God? Huh? Let me tell you something. He's a jealous God. And I know nobody's ever been jealous here. But it's quite a thing. And God's jealousy and that jealous love that He loves you with, it's coming. It's so powerful. Oh yes. He destroys cities because of that love. Oh, yes, He does. He breaks up prisons because of that love. Yes, He does. That love loves you so much, He'll prepare a fish and sit you right in the belly of it. Yes, He does. He loves you so much that He's going to show Himself faithful. And even by the grace of God, when your life is truly in tune worshiping Him, He actually has a furnace that then you step into. And the ones that don't know will be just like Job. What bad things did you do? We must have not seen them bad things that you did. I was so thankful. Be encouraged on Wednesday night. Those places where God takes us into that overcoming rank. You never find those ones in Hebrews 11 unless somehow they fell and got into the belly of a fish. Or until they were so silly and ridiculous in how they acted that they ended up with their eyes gouged out in a prison. Or David finally going through such failure. But the Lord having to set him right aside. And you've always been the man after my own heart, son. That's a God that loves me. Do you know that's a God that loves you? Now, you get that, you'll grow up. If you'll get that. But see, you'll never grow up without that grace. And the immensity of really understanding that grace in the mercy that's with it. The grace, the mercy, and the love that is with it. And the power. And the plan. And the purpose. The provisions. Oh my. And then that passion, praise the Lord, of God. That is always there to perform it. Are you relying on Him to perform it? Amen. I believe everything in the Word of God says He performs the good work, doesn't He? Amen. Amen. It's not me. I just am completely relying upon Him. And not only relying, I'm confident in Him. Because of this immensity of the word of His grace that we've received from all of these ones that have testified the faithfulness of the word of God. The word of God lived in them. The word of God lived in a Ruth. The word of God lived in an Esther. Amen. Thinking that things were so changed in their lives and so remote for them to have any type of, as man would say, a prosperous life. God didn't have a prosperous life for them. God had the best for them. They were always marked. They were always circled out. They were never forgotten. It was a perfect path. It was exact. It was precise. And it was all in what? In the promise of God. We have that same promise because we have Paul's gospel. and you're listening to this, and you receive this, and you grow in this. And this is how precise and as exact it is for you. And it's exciting, these things that we read, and we hear these stories about how Ruth, she became that one and only goodly pearl for Boaz. And then King Ahasuerus taking Esther. Honey, what's mine is yours. My love for you exceeds all the other women. Do you understand that that's what he gave to you when he gave you Paul's gospel? You came in there just like all the other virgins did. All of those other women did. But did you just take what was given that they have said, which was already yours? Or did you try to bring something of your own and try to wrestle with, well, wait a second, if I'm not doing anything, then this just couldn't be. I'm not going to go with that. Well, that's right. You don't have to. You don't have to take the immensity of that grace. And that grace of the bride that is right there for you, as we started this whole time out in 1 Peter, that revelation of grace that was right there for you will pass you by. It was right there for you. That revelation of grace. See, I want to be the revelation of grace in me that is the bride. I want that revelation of grace in me that he presents me to all that and make known that he's loved me. I want that revelation of grace, praise God, not the grace that, and there's the grace that has them holding that palm waving salvation to our God, amen? That's grace, and that's going to be a revelation of grace, and it's a wonderful revelation of grace. It's going to be tremendous. Before the throne of God, you couldn't even imagine. But there's something even beyond my imagination that I know. There is grace for me to be right in the midst of that absolute throne with him. Praise God, receiving that glory with him, glorified together with him. The revelation of that grace, all grace. Praise God. Now, I still keep hearing such ignorant words. I don't listen to the sinner. Sadly, these ignorant words sometimes come from my brethren. Somehow they still think perfection in the Lord is living a perfect life. Well, if that's your goal, I'll tell you what, you'll never be perfect in him. You will never be perfect in him. And the reason is because your strength will always keep you from being perfected in grace. That's the truth. Your strength will always keep you from being perfected in grace. Paul had to learn and to grow in that. That's exactly, I mean, from whether it's Romans 7 or whether over there in Corinthians, where he finally gets to the point, oh my, he took me in to see that glory. The man I hope to be, the man of all grace. And what was the immediate response once he sees that glory? But he said, I'm not going to glory in myself. I'm going to glory in what? In my infirmities. Isn't that something? He sees the height of what he can be in Christ. And the very first thing he comes out of that with is, I'm not going to glory in me. I'm going to glory in my infirmities. I know it's going to be all through my weakness. It's going to be all through his magnificent strength. It's going to be all by his grace and all by his mercy that I attain to that man that I hope to be. Now, I believe in that God. I believe in that God that saves me to the uttermost. I like that. Not barely. We're talking the uttermost of God. I believe in the God that ever lives to make intercession for me. I am that important. And you know why? Because he likes it. He likes that. Let him do it. Trust him to make intercession for you. Come in Jesus' name and know that he's the one that's doing it. Amen? Amen. It's not my pleading. It's by grace. It's his all-powerful name that I come in. And I believe in that name as we sang, all things are possible. All things are possible. Now, he's my advocate. Oh, yes, he is. But let's get reminded back to where we've come today, Proverbs 24, 16. Now listen to this. This is going to catch you off guard. I know it is. But Proverbs 24, 16, for a just man, oh, that's a guy I want to be around, falleth seven times, and he rises up again. Isn't that gorgeous? A just man falleth seven times and rises up again. So we can conclude that just men fail. Just men fall. And not only do they fall, they perfectly fall. That number seven isn't how many times. Okay? Or there isn't a just man. Let's just be honest. That seven is perfection. Amen. Every time that just man falls, it's perfect. Every time that just man falls, it's Romans 8, 28. I sure love looking out on his vessels of mercy. Those that know it, rejoice in it. You sure look good in the riches of his glory. Thank you, Jesus. But see, the just are those, as we read earlier, that love mercy. See, we find out that he puts light on me when I sit in darkness. You ever try to sit there? Well, I'm just going to hovel over here. Okay, God, I know. I'm going to go feel a little sorry. And there's that light. Makes me smile. When I fall, I shall arise. That's Psalm 37. Listen to this one. It's good. Oh, I thank God. Psalm 37, 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Amen? Praise God. So we can conclude our foot's going to slip sometimes. Yes, it is. Oh, yes. But do we really realize that he uses that time and those times to show his love and faithfulness to us? That we would never, ever, 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 ever know without falling. Praise God. That's the beauty of our Lord. That's the beauty of God, that those are the most magnificent times. We go right back to Jonah in the belly of the fish. You go right back to Samson in the prison with his eyes blinded. Those weren't tragic ends. Those were the overcoming glory of God that sets you right in Hebrews 11 as the Faith Hall of Fame. And I'm telling you, all those that were around like a Samson, all they did was look and criticize. Look and criticize, look and criticize. But see, God wasn't looking on the outward appearance of Samson, never did. I just hear him say it all the time. I love that boy. I love him so much. He keeps getting in trouble. I wish he'd trust me fully. But I just can't help but love him. And I'm going to seek him out. And he's got a promise over his life. We're going to finish Samson with a full joy. You're coming out, but you're coming out to go up. But before we do, let me take your hands, honey. I want you to feel them pillars.
that I've always made you in the faithfulness of God, even though sometimes you haven't felt like it, Samson. You've always been a little pillar. Now it's time. And here it went. And in one moment of time, all that life and all those miracles that one stood at and said, oh, he's God's choice, he's God's man, and he'd take that jawbone of an ass and kill all them Philistines and all of that. In one moment of time, in the greatest of weakness, in the absolute destruction of what Christian man saw in that life, God used him to take more lives of the heathen than all of those times added together.
Hallelujah!
Now, you don't think that Jesus had a plan for Peter? Huh? Oh, come on now. See, we got to quit thinking he loves you because I'm so good. Because I'm so faithful. He loves you because he loves his mercy. He just does. That's why he loves you. He loves his mercy. He loves you because his grace. And his grace made you righteous. That's why he loves you. That's right. He loves you because the blood of his son has made you his son. That's why he loves you. No work we've ever done, anything of us, is why he loves us. It's his plan and his purpose, and it's the will of his grace is why he loves us. It's a purpose of his grace. I thank God for that. Beyond anything there could ever be. And you know what? We will fall. We will fail. But just as sweet Peter. I can't tell you how the Lord. I'll tell you what, I went up into some third heaven too. Often do. Right back over here. And all I could think of was that sweet moment with Peter. Peter, the devil's gonna sift you like wheat, son. But I have prayed for you that thy faith fail not. And I heard Jesus tell me, Jesse, I've prayed for you. And I thank God he's always prayed for me and he's always prayed for you. And you know, Jesus and I, we've been through some things. And he's had to tell me time and time again. Ah. That dumb enemy, he's going to try to sift you, son. But I prayed for you. And you know what, honey? That faith of the Son of God, it's not going to fail. Oh, and I stand here today in such praise and thanksgiving to God for the prayer of my beloved bridegroom. He's prayed for me. And I thank God in that prayer and receiving it, I've been transformed from a glory to glory. Those that have spouses, you ever pray for your spouse? Jesus prays for his spouse. Now, here we go. I just want to live in that love. I just want to breathe in that love. You know what I'm saying? And in that, by the grace of God, I'm just going to live in this flesh that he made me. I'm getting to understand this old camel. It's the only one that's ever going to get me there. That's right. And it's okay. Matter of fact, it's good. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm going to give over to sin. By the grace of God, I'm not going to be consumed with its feelings and desires. But just love his word. As he said, honey, thy faith is not going to fail. See, I believe him for that. He
did not give me his word that was going to return void unto him. It's not going to do that. And he encourages me in his faithfulness in that word in my life. And I'll tell you what, his grace is going to mold me and make me continually after his will. That's what the word of this grace does. And I have to tell you, it's amazing looking back on my life, and I mean this so very sincerely. Many of the flesh things, many of them, I don't think about or entangle myself in anymore. I don't. And I thank God for that. But I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't because I went out and sought self-help. It wasn't because I got in the mirror or whatever I did and all of that, nothing of that, denying this and denying that. His mind in me doesn't think about that stuff. It just doesn't. It changed my thinking. It changed my desires. Praise the Lord. And soon I'll tell you something here. I'm going to be delivered from all them things. I will be. But until then, those things I'm learning by the grace of God are my greatest praises to him. Glory in my infirmities. Don't try to categorize what you think those infirmities are. Any infirmity in my life is knowing absolutely I need God. I need his strength. I need supernatural power. Because I'm weak. And that's my glory. And those are the things, praise God, hallelujah, that have me growing because I'm growing in the love of his mercy. Huh? As I sat in darkness and the light came on me. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you this. I thank God. Commit it to Jesus. Commit it to him. Everything. Just commit to God. He said, I will perform. I will perform. You can't perform anything. Commit it to him. I will perform the good work. I will perform the good work. What's the good work? What's going to build us up and give us an inheritance? What builds the masterpiece? The word of his grace. It's Jesus. It's him. It's that whole counsel of his will. Amen? You have it. That's why we are confident in the word. The word builds us up. The word of his grace builds the masterpiece. I will perform. The word of his grace will perform. The good work which I've begun, I am that I am. I will perform the good work which I began in you. And it's until that day. Praise God, the day of the Lord. It's exact, it's precise. It's going to be a battle. But we go right back to my faithful God. When my foot slips, I'm going to just praise you for your mercy. When my foot slips, I'm going to thank you that I know that all things work together for good to them that love God. When my foot slips, he's going to take all those things and going to perform the good work. All right? And then, praise God, what's going to happen? Well, I'm going to step out of this corruptible. And I'm going to step into this incorruptible. And he's going to make known to all that he's loved me. And it's because of one thing. Because I fell in love with his grace and his mercy. Fall in love with it. Fall in love with it. And that grace and mercy is so immense, so spectacular. Be like that, Esther. It's okay to be surprised and wonder when he looks at you and says, honey, What's mine is yours. You knew I loved you. You knew I thought you were really fine. But I want you to know we're one in the wonders of grace that is beyond what you could ask or think. It's so exceeding abundantly. But that's just who I am. And that's just how you are to me. Jesus.
Mercy rejoices against judgment.
Father, we come in such thanksgiving in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, thank you again for your love for us and what you've given us in your Son. The awe, thanksgiving, the rejoicing, Lord, the humbleness of heart that we come before him, that this one so lovely, so beautiful, so magnificent, yet came so down, and was made sin for us who knew no sin. Lord, so we could not only be your sons, but Lord, sons to be glorified together with you. Lord, to share, Lord God, in everything. Lord, in the coming of your power. Lord, in this banquet that's about to happen. Lord, a feast, Lord, that you will and have prepared. God, to share with her and those friends, the guests. And then, Lord, how you will turn that time. The honeymoon will begin. The judgment of the Lord, oh God, upon his thigh, he that is faithful and true, the blood dipped in that vesture. Oh God, what we expect, desire, Lord, when you truly will be magnified, God, when it will be made known, hallelujah, and every knee will bow and every tongue confess. That you are Lord. Oh, and Father, oh, in Jesus' name, send your Son. Oh, as John called out in joy and thanksgiving upon that island, even so come, Lord Jesus. Even so come. And we give you the thanks and praise. Now and forever and so soon, beloved Lamb, face to face for all eternity come. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.